Hello, hello, hello. This is British Jack back at BJFM. Generally speaking, I tend to go into the news part of the show at a later point, but this time we have a letter from one of our listeners. All right, and so that our good listener knows that we've been reading his letters, I'm going to read it to all of you folks on the air. All right, greetings. First off, it is nice to hear something on the radio other than the rantings coming out of New York. I caught your program and would like to pass on some first-hand information about the areas around Maryland and Virginia. Stay away from the town of Prince Frederick. Let's see here. The place is crawling with nightsiders and stranger things. Also, the Benedict Bridge outside of the town of Benedict has completely collapsed. Nothing about the superstructure remains. The Governor Nice Bridge, however, is in good condition and now has a wide path through the old sandbags and blockades on either end. And our reader says, I do not know how long I will have access to the internet, but while I do, I will keep you posted. Sincerely, Ash. Well, I would like to thank you, Ash, for actually taking the time to send me a letter. Now, many of you have sent me voice recordings and things of that nature, and that is perfectly acceptable too. Now, of course, I'm not going to put your voice recordings on the air. Why? Well, I like talking to you. So, let us begin. We have heard reports of disappearances on the roads in and around the East Coast region. Now, keep in mind, you must take this with a grain of salt, because I am not there to personally oversee whatever is going on, and if I was, I would be putting a bullet in whatever's head it is that's disappearing people. Now, from what I understand from one of my reports, people and entire vehicles are disappearing off the roads. Yes, their cars are disappearing with them. Okay. Now, many of you will probably say, well, what could it be doing this? British Jack has an idea of what it could be. Well, if it was me, and I was as sick and twisted as these blokes in New York, I would be sitting alongside of the road and kidnapping people. Okay, enough conspiracies for today. Let's see here. We've gotten word in from Elizabeth City that the radio transmitter is still active and it is still working. Keep in mind, I cannot reach them because I do not have an actual radio transmitter. I am broadcasting off of satellites. Okay, I don't normally do this, but you folks are actually lucky today. I have access to some of the weather satellites, and I'm going to give you a news forecast. Keep in mind, I'm not some expert, so I'm just judging what I'm seeing. Okay, for you blokes in Canada, there is a serious weather front coming in from the Arctic. It will probably be hitting you within the next 3 days, if I'm judging these readings right. Okay, for those of you in the South Florida area, there's a tropical storm that looks like it's coming in. I'm not certain how soon it will be hitting you, though, or if it will hit you at all. Okay, here on the West Coast, it's been rainy and ugly. Let's see here. In the Midwest, in and around the Badlands, well, it's warm and dry. You're in between two different weather systems, so you aren't looking at too much of any extreme of the weather other than, well, probably drought. Anyways, news to the weird. There's been all kinds of reports of apocalyptic writings and such in the in the Badlands and other parts of what was the United States, and I think I will read some of the ones that people have been seeing. Okay, I have my notebook with me, so bear with me for a moment while I see if I can find these, what I've written down. Now, I like spending my time talking to you because at least I know that there's people out there listening and that there's some chance for the world to go back to the way it used to be. Now, I don't know when that'll ever be or if it will, but I would like to at least say that we can all hope. All right, here are some of the, what some of the travelers have told me they've seen. And I did some time to look them up. Apparently, one of the ones that has been seen is, all of the ones that have been seen, except for one that I'm seeing, come from the Book of Revelations. The first one that has been seen is Revelations 13:2. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his heads, and each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but it had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. All right, that's very creepy, but I'm going to make an attempt to at least read through some of these others so that those of you that have been seeing them know that you're not alone. The next one I have here is Revelations. Okay, they seem to be in the same line. Revelations 13:4. Men worship the dragon because he gave... No, excuse me. Men worship the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worship the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? All right. The next one that has been found is directly after Revelations 13:4, Revelations 13:5. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months. Okay, I think it's been over 42 months, so that one is probably just, untrue. Okay, the next one we have is Revelations 13:6. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. Okay, we have one last left to read. Revelations 13:7. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. He was given authority over every tribe, people, and language, and nation. I'd like to say this because many of you that listen to my show don't necessarily hear me all the time, but I would like to say that there is hope out there. You just have to go looking for it. I mean, even if you're living in some isolated community that can hear me, there is hope. You can't just give up. If you give up, then, look at me. I'm living on the West Coast. This is the biggest shithole in North America from what everyone has told me, based on what happened after the Great Quake hit. But, I mean, I still have hope. I mean, if I didn't have hope, I couldn't have got out of that airport. Well, maybe let's give you a story of hope. When I first made it here to the colonies, I was in an airport, JFK, as it were. And as I've said in other broadcasts, these bleating idiots in the capital had locked down the United States, so I couldn't go back home even if I wanted to. And believe it or not, at the time, I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse, because when I had first come here, I had just gotten off the telephone with a program director at a radio station in Denver, and I was meant to actually have another flight to Denver so that I had a job. Well, needless to say, I didn't have a job when I got into the country, so yeah, INS was probably going to toss me out along with my green card. Well, needless to say, I was coming to America because I've been told that America is the place where all dreams can be had. Well, the story goes, I made it to the airport, and then, well, they locked down the airport. They weren't letting people out. So what ended up happening was myself and the rest of us who were foreign nationals were taken to an internment camp. And I'm trying to remember where it was. It was in Maine. It was in northern Maine. They didn't really want us to see where we were going, so I had a hell of a time in those first days. I mean, it was just bloody awful. The stories I've heard of soldiers that had come back from World War II would definitely tell of concentration camps that had better conditions than the internment camp that they put us into. Well, toward the very end, the soldiers, well, many of them were being pulled away from the cities, but some of them had been given orders to liquidate the foreign nationals. They didn't want witnesses. So, it's a bloody miracle that I'm even alive. Well, after that, after most of the people had died, I had hidden away in one of the buildings. I escaped and found a vehicle, and then made my way here to the West Coast. By this point, West Coast was pretty much in ruins, but on my way, I picked up all kinds of odds and ends in the way of equipment and generators and such, so I could at least start broadcasting a message. And the message is, you can't give up. I mean, if you give up, then there's nothing left, and there's nothing in the world to hope for. I'm not one to give up, ever. Those of you that are living near New York and are hearing these broadcasts, you can't just listen to them all the time. I mean, if you're hearing nothing good on the radio, well, turn it off. Put on an album. I mean, I'm certain some of you have power. I mean, there's old Vic Trollers around that you could listen to vinyls on. You don't need power for those. They're crank operated. So, you do have options. And your options are not so limited. I spend a lot of time alone here, and it gives me a lot of time to think. And every so often, you might catch me doing a live broadcast. I don't do them all that often because I'm always talking to people. I want to know what things are going on and so I can give you news. And I think that you deserve it. The world has a chance, definitely has a chance to rise up out of this. There's so much dead and death still out there. All you need to do is, well, obviously don't go into the cities. Build your community. Your community is the future. And with that future, you will be able to do anything. The world we can create can be better than the one we left behind. Because at least half of us, there's a minority out there that might have any clue about the weapons that were used to destroy the old world. The rest of us don't. You don't those are things you don't need to worry about. If you start worrying about them, you start worrying about the other things, like the atomic bomb and rabies and other things. I am here to at least broadcast a message of hope. And when you don't hear my voice, you'll at least hear music. And I will try to keep it cheery or loving or whatever you want. And you just need to ask for it. Because I will do everything in my power to make certain my words get through. And I'm so far away from those bleeders in New York that they're not going to be able to touch me. So at least you have my voice to listen to. And make the world better. Don't just stand around. Don't go around killing people. Because then you become that which that destroyed our world. I mean, I've heard all kinds of horror stories. I've heard stories of people going into the old cities and finding these Nightsiders. Maybe they are the next evolution. Maybe it was meant to happen. I don't know. But I do know this. We need to stop living in the shadow of the old world. This is a new world. This is a brave new world that we have entered. And if we don't do anything to make it better, then we might as well just lie down and die. Because our species has been given a second chance. The fact that so many of us survived, even when billions died, says that someone in the heavens had some meaning for it. Someone up there wanted us to survive, wanted us to go on. Well, you've heard me rant, and normally I don't go on like this. Normally I try to keep this all happy, cherry, and talk about things. But so many of you have come to me with your worries and concerns. Don't worry yourself about New York or its soldiers until it happens. Stay informed. I'm not saying that ignorance is going to save you. No. Stay informed of what's going on and get that information to me when you can. Because at least then I can go and get that information out to everyone else. And those of you that have broadcasting capabilities, well, maybe in the future I might let you talk to me on air so others can know. But I will tell you this. If I get one bit of negativity, I'll cut you off and go on with the show. Negativity is not what I'm going for. We're going for a bright and happy moment. That's right. Okay. I don't know what else I can tell you. This particular show has gone on for almost 20 minutes now. And I do have other things I need to be taken care of. So I will let you get back to some music. And I make you this promise. As of midnight for the next 5 days, I will go on the air and start talking. And those of you that wish to listen, fine. Those of you that don't, fine. But you will hear me broadcasting live, unlike the normal shows. These are all recorded so that my voice can be heard no matter where. And so 20 minutes out of the hour, or 20 minutes out of however many hours, you'll at least get to hear this recording for the next few days. And I think this recording may be one that I start broadcasting a little more often. Or at least part of it. Because the part of Revelations and such, well, I don't think everybody needs to hear about it. Anyways, good day to you all. Good evening. Wherever this message may find you, and know that I am here. I will be by my radio, by my equipment, and I will be here for you. There is hope in the world. Make each day brighter. Thank you.
Thank you.